This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Tonight, Adam Levine back in the spotlight with wife Beatty after his cheating scandal and only ET's backstage. Then A-Rod confronted about his high-profile relationships.
Do you think that you're good husband material, or do you think you just like the chicks?
His message to Jennifer Lopez after her marriage to Ben Affleck.
My biggest mistakes.
Plus, why Kim Kardashian was just ordered to pay more than $1 million to the government.
It's a lot.
And from mud runways to magic spray on dresses, Paris Fashion Week wows. Then, a new look at the Black Panther sequel, and only ET's was Selma Blair.
What were we thinking?
Rehearsing her rumba blindfolded before tonight's Dancing with the Stars.
ET starts right now.
It's the collaboration we didn't know we needed on a Monday. Shaquille joining Adam Levine on stage. Meet Maroon 6. Everybody, welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
We had so much fun in Las Vegas for Shaq's annual fundraiser. E.T. was exclusively backstage where Adam made his first public appearance with wife Beatty Prinsloo since his alleged cheating scandal.
Adam performed 7 songs during his 40-minute set. Beatty was there to support Adam. Only ET has this exclusive footage of the two arriving, walking arm in arm, and this moment after Beatty, who's expecting their third child, holds her baby bump. A source tells ET that Adam Levine and Maroon 5 were given the option to bow out of the fundraiser in the wake of the scandal, but the band insisted on performing and raising money for the kids. The gala was sponsored by Shaq's Foundation, which raised more than $3.1 million for the Boys and Girls Club and schools throughout Las Vegas and Atlanta.
People forget he sat courtside for your whole Lakers tenure.
He did. He helped me raise a lot of money. If his name wasn't on the flyer, I'm guaranteeing you now we wouldn't have that 3.1, so I want to wish him well. He has a lot of work to do at the crib. He knows what he has to do, and I wish him and his family well.
While Shaq gave his support, Adam was skewered on SNL.
Let's meet our first contestant, Adam Levine.
Guest host Miles Teller helped spoof the singer's texting scandal with a skit called Send Something Normal.
If you send a normal DM, you win $100 million.
Gonna kick things off with a holy moly.
But back to the All-Stars at Shaq's fundraiser. Her drop this bombshell about host Joel McHale.
Do you know that this man is responsible for my career? When I was 10 years old, I was on Maury. He played a clip of me on his show, and from there, I signed a record deal, and I became her. So thank you.
Star maker.
Thank you very much.
In your face, Ryan Seacrest.
Country star Maren Morris posted this wild pic showing her height difference with Shaq. She's 5'1", he's 7'1".
My co-host, Nichelle Turner, sings your songs every single day. Can I get a
hallelujah? Oh, well, thank you, Nichelle, and I'm sorry to you. You have to hear it all the time.
No, I love it. I love it. I just want you. She thinks she's you. She thinks she can sing like you.
I bet you can.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Did I lie?
I love her so much.
I also want to say thank you to Shaquille for having us backstage.
And I want to say thank you to Shaquille for stopping singing this love.
Woo! What do you mean?
That's how he sounds. He sounds like this. It doesn't matter what he does.
All right, everybody, let's move on now.
Please,
to
move
Alex
on.
Rodriguez. We knew it was only a matter of time before someone asked him point blank about his ex Jennifer Lopez marrying Ben Affleck. But what we didn't have on our bingo cards, that it would be CNN's Chris Wallace.
Does it bother you that within days after you broke up, that she was back to seeing Ben Affleck and that she ended up getting married?
With Jennifer, look, it was a good experience, and I wish her and the children, who are smart and beautiful and wonderful, I wish them the very best. I'm so grateful for it. I mean, I had 5 years of an incredible life and partnership.
Yep, A-Rod sticking to the same line he gave us in August of last year. But Chris went digging for more dirt on all his famous exes.
Do you think that you're good husband material, or do you think, honestly, that you just like the chase?
I think I'm going to make a wonderful partner or husband and father post-suspension because of the lessons learned of my biggest mistakes.
Meanwhile, fellow sportscaster Terry Bradshaw just broke news.
In November, I was diagnosed with bladder cancer. Now we find a tumor in my left neck, and it's a Merkel cell tumor, which is a rare form of skin cancer. So I had that surgery done.
On Fox NFL Sunday, the 74-year-old co-host, who sounded out of breath, announced he's cancer-free.
Over time, I'm going to be back to where I normally am. So I appreciate your prayers and your concern.
I went to Terry's Oklahoma ranch back in 2020. He credited wife Tammy for a renewed focus on his overall health.
I've had your heart checked. It's in good shape.
She was my chain breaker.
We wish Terry all the best. Okay, let's switch gears now to Kim Kardashian's $1.26 million Instagram fail.
It's like embarrassing.
That is how much the Securities and Exchange Commission is fining Kim for this unlawful Instagram promo touting cryptocurrency. The reason? Kim did not disclose she was paid $250,000 for the post.
Get your up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days.
In a statement to ET, Kim's lawyer says she, quote, fully cooperated from the very beginning. Kim, who's worth an estimated $1.8 billion, also agreed not to promote crypto for 3 years. And over the weekend at Paris Fashion Week, Kanye made his modeling debut, opening Balenciaga's Spring 2023 show. Kim was not there, but their four kids joined Chloe and Kylie for the muddy post-apocalyptic presentation. Outside, Kanye struggled to speak while donning a Balenciaga mouth guard.
I want to find all of that.
That look wasn't even the wildest Parisian fashion statement. Doja Cat, who sat front row at the Tom Brown Show with Janet Jackson and Anna Wintour, flaunted several ensembles, including white and blue face paint. But it was Bella Hadid's hand spray-on Coperni dress that was the most jaw-dropping spectacle. First, Bella entered the stage wearing just underwear and heels. Then designers coated her body with a spray-on fabric. The end look? A stunning white off-the-shoulder slip dress, which closed the show.
I don't know why that is so soothing for me. I think I've watched that video 20 times now. All right, let's talk Wakanda Forever now, because we've got emotional new scenes from the film that promises to be a love letter to their late king, Chadwick Boseman.
We know what you whisper. They have lost their protector.
Just like in real life, the sequel has Chadwick's family mourning his loss. Black Panther: Wakanda Forever hits theaters November 11th, 18 days before what would have been Chadwick's 46th birthday.
With her dear king going on to glory, a lot of things had to be shifted and changed.
This time, we see Wakandans fighting to save their nation from a new threat.
They called him Kukulkan, killing him.
We'll risk eternal war.
There's something visceral about this particular story that, just brings us to tears.
It's more character, more Wakanda, more family, more everything.
He's coming for the surface world.
But the moment that will give you chills is when we see the new Black Panther, and she is ready for battle.
According to the comics, eventually you become Black Panther.
Yeah, she does. We'll see.
Show them who we are.
Yes, show us who you are. We are ready to see it. Okay, we have got more movie news. So let's say hello to Rachel Smith at Madame Tussauds New York in Times Square. You were with the cast of Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
Yes, I sure was, Nichelle. Javier Bardem, Constance Wu, and Shawn Mendes make up the cast of this family film. And for Shawn, it was the perfect project after taking a much-needed break to focus on his mental health.
At the top of the world tonight.
How does it feel to be back in action?
It feels awesome. It doesn't feel like such high pressure. I think it's always a process. I mean, of course, I think, yeah, I needed some time just to kind of ground and gain some perspective just about how beautiful it is, what I get to do for a living.
Shawn is putting his singing talent on full display in this heartwarming musical comedy about how family can come from the most unexpected places.
I really connected with Lyle's like sensitivity and sincerity in the film. I feel a lot of that in myself.
The movie, it's fun and moving.
Javier, I'm wondering, were your kids just like fanning out, thinking you were the coolest dude ever, working alongside Mr. Shawn Mendes on this film?
This might be the only job they are proud of mine. So yes, that's what I did.
Constance Wu is also back to work after taking a much-needed break from the spotlight. And we caught up with the 40-year-old at the premiere for the film exclusively in theaters Friday.
Josh, time to wake up. Come on.
You have Making a Scene, a memoir that is out now. How are you doing?
Well, thank you for asking that. And somebody just asking, like, how are you okay, is really important. And I think a big theme of that book is how art is healing and how kids have big emotions. And you need to let them express it and find a way to deal with it. That's sort of one of the overarching themes, which, you know, I think this movie is about as well.
And the movie also has some really great music for both kids and adults. All right, now to Gwen Stefani's fashion flashback with a birthday twist.
It's like such a moment. There's a memory for me. Yeah, yeah, a good one.
Gwen opening up about her first public date night with Blake Shelton. Then Sherry Shepherd takes E.T. on a backstage tour of her new talk show.
Seeing this is still like,
Plus, Ricky Lake after several very rough years.
I've gone through a lot.
Why she wants to bring her talk show back.
It's been quite the ride.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
That was my first public date with Blake Shelton, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gwen Stefani celebrating her 53rd birthday on The Kelly Clarkson Show today. Flashing back to when she and Blake went public at the 2016 Oscars Vanity Fair party.
He never does red carpets now that I know him. Always
beautiful.
Like that melts me when I see it because it's like such a,
there's a memory
for me. Yeah,
yeah.
A good one.
Oh, and Gwen has a birthday buddy in A$AP Rocky. He's turning 34 today and was spotted out having dinner with his lady love, Rihanna, in New York City over the weekend. Now to another star with plenty to celebrate, Miss Sherry Shepherd. I spent the day with Sherry, who gave E.T. an exclusive tour of her daytime digs.
This is the first time in my career that I've never felt nervous because I know that I'm supposed to be doing this.
But seeing this is still like, you know?
I've heard that you've got some themed dressing rooms for your guests.
Yes, because I knew always when I did a talk show, I wanted to honor some women in my life who inspired me.
I love Lucille Ball because she was a funny woman, but she was an entrepreneur.
Miss Joan Rivers. Joan said to me when I left The View, I said, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Mm. And she said, you're gonna work. She goes, funny girls always work. Sister X, right here in the flesh. Whoopi Goldberg has just always been a mentor to me. When I met her, she just became my protector. Once you walk in these dressing rooms, you feel good.
Absolutely.
I feel good.
I feel great, girl.
Sherry's got some icons in her corner, all supporting her new talk show, airing now. None bigger than the queen of television herself.
Oprah Winfrey?
Miss Oprah Winfrey. She sent me a flower so big, it was in a van by itself. I texted her, Oprah, and I said, I can't get them home. And she said, because I sent them to you to enjoy at work, because you will be there most of the time. And I was just like, okay, if you say so. And I am. I'm here all the time. Yeah. No other bouquet of flowers will compare to those, Sherry. Enjoy them while they last. All right, well, let's keep the exclusives moving with Selma Blair.
I had to let some tears and fears out.
Inside Selma's new dancing rehearsal, how she's navigating the ballroom while battling MS.
I lose my vision, gravity pulls me down, and I'm very disoriented.
Then only E.T.'s at home with Ricky Lake.
That was probably the scariest, bravest thing I've ever done.
Her 30-year battle with hair loss and how she's found love again.
You know, we're both in our 50s. I've never been happier.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, a.k.a. Cinderella and Prince Charming, went all out for granddaughter Ronnie Rose, who turned 4 yesterday. Goldie wrote, "You are the real queen. I'll take lady-in-waiting every day as long as the prince is always beside me." Well, meanwhile, folks also playing dress-up in the Dancing with the Stars ballroom. Let's turn things over to the talk's Amanda Clue to us with a couple of the favorites.
That's right. I'm stepping in as ET correspondent, interviewing my good friend Selma Blair and her partner Sasha as they prepare for 007 week.
More like 00 sexy.
Oh. What can we expect from your costume this week? And there is a blindfold?
There is. She will be blindfolded for the whole dance. Which is a gamble.
It is. I was telling my sister, she's like, ooh, so kinky. I was like, oh God, I haven't heard the word kinky in a long time. Never thought of myself as kinky. I like it.
The blindfold idea for tonight's Rumba on Disney Plus came up after Sasha noticed Selma often closes her eyes while trying to learn. Selma says it centers her.
Are you finally feeling like I have the confidence that I know how to dance, that you can dance, that you can do this?
I have the confidence that I am learning and exceeding what I thought I would.
There's a lot of things people don't know that Selma goes through on a daily basis. Like, specifically yesterday, she had a gig in Dallas. She flew in, she texts me, I'm at the airport, I just fainted, but I'm okay. I'm like, what?
Okay.
But I'm on my way to rehearsal. That was the text. I'm like, take the day off, just chill. She's like, nope. 5 hours later, she's like, let's go, let's go. And
I got the feeling back and let go of some of the kind of fatigue or exhaustion. And the thing is, I pass out a lot. That's part of the reason I have scout. I lose my vision, gravity pulls me down, and I'm very disoriented and gone for a spell, and he's kind of there to also catch me. I am fully invested in Selma's journey. I know dance to me is really healing. All right, now let's get to another inspiring star, Ricki Lake. I got to spend time with Ricki at her Malibu home to talk about this new chapter in her life and Ricki's new outlook on what it means to be brave and beautiful. It's another ET exclusive.
When I was shaving my head, that was probably the scariest, bravest thing I've ever done.
And when you were done, you felt like it was
cathartic. Liberated. You know, it's still a journey for me. I mean, I never colored my hair again.
Ricki says her 30-year struggle with hair loss left her feeling suicidal. She believes overprocessing and teasing for her 1988 breakout film Hairspray triggered the condition. Yo-yo dieting and stress were contributing factors.
It's feathered, not ratted.
But the one-time talk show host who just turned 54 is finally learning to give herself some love, especially after the 2017 death of her ex-husband, jewelry designer Christian Evans.
I've gone through a lot. I mean, losing my partner, my husband Christian, to bipolar and suicide, and going through that loss. I now love myself the way he loved me. Like, it's like I've come to this place of self-acceptance and self-love through that relationship and losing him.
Hey, E.T., watch this!
You were the youngest person to ever host a talk show.
Mm-hmm. I was 23 when I did the pilot. I was like, okay, I'll just channel Oprah.
Now, Ricki's kind of bringing her talk show back in her new podcast, Raised by Ricki, out now. She's rewatching and reviewing old episodes with guests like her friend Rosie O'Donnell.
So I hear Andy Cohen's going to be on your podcast. Yeah. So can he, like, ever get you to maybe...
You want me to be a housewife? No way in hell.
Okay, so not a reality show housewife, but the one-time Dancing with the Stars contestant who shares two sons with her first husband is a newlywed. Ricki married third husband, Ross Burningham, 9 months ago.
You have this big old blended family now.
Six grown children and a grandson. He has a grandson, so I'm a bubby. We're going to have Thanksgiving here. I think we're going to host the family.
That sounds good.
Including his ex-wife, you know?
Come on!
Yeah, it's all one big happy family. I know.
Ricki has worked really hard on blending her family. And I tell you what, that Thanksgiving's gonna be amazing because her house is this Zen sanctuary treehouse. It's beautiful.
If you lose it about a house, then it must be special.
Really, I didn't want to leave.
Coming up, David Blaine ups the ante, or in this case, drops it in Sin City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, our William Shatner exclusive, boldly going there about his Star Trek rift and, yes, that mission to the final frontier.
Don't go, don't go. Are you going to die?
What does that do to your psyche when they say that?
What do they know that I don't know?
I love that, man. Well, speaking of death-defying, we leave you now with magician David Blaine and these wild stunts at his new In Spades show at Resorts World Las Vegas.
Let's help him get to 8:30.
There was the swimming with an alligator for over 8 minutes, hanging on to giant red balloons over the audience, and finally jumping into boxes from 8 stories up.
Everybody was there this weekend to check it out.
Dre, Eminem, lots of people.
Woody Harrelson.
Night,
take
everyone.
Care, y'all.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.